US inflation slowed unexpectedly last month. The data, however, was delayed and likely distorted by the government shutdown. The Labor Department reported that its consumer price index rose 2.7% in November, compared with a year earlier. Still, inflation remains well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target, and Americans are dismayed by the high cost of living. The report was delayed 8 days by the 43-day federal shutdown. That shutdown also prevented the Labor Department from compiling overall numbers for consumer prices and core inflation in October. Thursday's release offered investors, businesses, and policymakers their first look at CPI since September's data came out on the 24th of October. Consumer prices had risen 3% in September. Forecasters expected November to match that increase. "It's likely a bit distorted," said Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. "The good news is that it's cooling. We'll take a win when we can get it." Still, Swonk warned, the data is truncated, and we just don't know how much of it to trust. By disrupting the economy, especially government contracting, the shutdown itself may have contributed to the cooling in prices. Energy prices, driven up by sharply higher fuel oil costs, rose 4.2% in November. Excluding volatile food and energy, core inflation rose 2.6%. That's down from 3% in September, and the lowest since March 2021. Inflation remains stubbornly high, partly because of President Donald Trump's double-digit import taxes along with targeted tariffs on steel, aluminum, and autos. So far, the tariffs have proved less inflationary than many economists feared, but they still put upward pressure on prices and complicate the Federal Reserve's decisions. The Fed must weigh whether to continue cutting interest rates to support a weakening job market or to hold off until inflationary pressures ease. Last week, the Fed cut its benchmark rate for the third time this year. Officials signaled that they expect just one more cut in 2026. Kay Haig, global co-head of fixed income at Goldman Sachs Asset Management, called the November numbers noisy. "The cancelled October report makes month-to-month comparisons impossible, and the truncated data collection during the shutdown could have created systematic biases." The Fed, Haig said, will instead focus on the December CPI, released in mid-January, just 2 weeks before its next meeting, as a more accurate bellwether for inflation. Meanwhile, President Trump delivered a prime-time speech Wednesday night, seeking to blame Democrats for the nation's economic challenges. It was largely a rehash of his recent messaging, which has not eased public anxiety about rising costs for groceries, housing, utilities, and other essentials. As the holidays approach, Americans are dipping into savings, scouring for bargains, and feeling like the economy is sputtering. A new APNORC poll finds that the vast majority of U.S. adults have noticed higher than usual prices for everyday goods in recent months. Roughly half say it's harder than usual to afford holiday gifts. Many are delaying big purchases or cutting back on non-essential spending. Trump has promised an economic boom, yet inflation has stayed elevated, and the job market has weakened sharply in the wake of his import taxes. The strain is clear at Wolverine Worldwide, maker of Merrill and Saucony shoes. Tariffs will cost the company $10 million this year and $55 million in 2026. Prices rose 5-8% in June and will increase again next year. Hiring and capital investments are frozen, even after shifting production away from China, now under 10% of its supply. The company struggles with uncertainty. CEO Christopher Hufnagel put it plainly, "From a business leader's perspective, it's one thing if there's bad news. Just tell me what the bad news is, and I'll work to solve for it. It's the uncertainty, the way things can change in the middle of the night, that causes the most trouble."